Now, here's the thing about community care for aged and disabled that may make this a program that you want to look at first while you're figuring out some of these other things we're going to talk about. And that is CCAD, community care for the aged and disabled, unlike many other Medicaid programs, does not have a transfer or penalty period, meaning you can transfer assets to qualify someone for Medicaid to get their countable assets below those caps we just discussed without any loss of eligibility. Now, you always want to disclose everything that you've gifted or transferred in the last 5 years, even if it's under one of those Medicaid programs that does not have a transfer or a penalty period. So let me just make one little note for new practitioners. Just because there's a five-year look back period, that doesn't mean that there's a five-year penalty period. It just means that that transaction, that gift has to be disclosed if it was done within the last 5 years. And I just have a little note here that it says that it can bridge the gap until a client is on Star Plus waiver. So the type of client you will see here is maybe a single person, lower income, living with a family member, and that family member says, "Mom, you know, she just needs a little bit of help right now with bathing or dressing or some companion care. The CCAD may be a good fit." My grandfather was on this program many, many, many years ago, and I credit it to being the program that helped keep him out of a nursing home. So we had about 15 hours a week where someone helping to bathe and dress him. And it was enough supportive services to keep him out of a nursing home. Okay, so we talked about our overview of the financial information. So our next slide is how they divide these assets. So a couple of things. When you apply for Medicaid, if it's a married couple, they put all their assets into one bucket. They don't care about separate property, community property. They don't care if you did a pre or postnuptial agreement. They're going to put it all in one bucket, and they're going to divide it into two categories. There's going to be a countable category and an exempt category. And the countable assets that are listed up there are checking, savings, a second home, a second car, the cash value of life insurance. Any asset that's not in the exempt category is probably going to be countable. So the exempt assets are worth $0 in the eyes of Medicaid. So typically one homestead, as long as if you're a single person, then the equity has to be less than $603,000. If you're married, if there's another exemption, such as a disabled or minor child living there, there's no cap on the equity if there's only one person applying. Now, the VA rules are different. So throughout my presentation, through some of my slides, I've tried to say, hey, this is what Medicaid says, but Lori's going to tell you something totally different in a few minutes, okay? Personal items are exempt. That's your clothing, furniture, preneed funeral contract. You know, you've got to make that contract irrevocable. So you take the cash value out of it, one car of any value. And some IRAs are going to be exempt. Clyde went over some of the updates on that information. So go look to that wonderful update that he did on IRAs this morning on your Medicaid update and business necessary to self-support. That was a wonderful presentation earlier on the business necessary to self-support. So go back and take a look at that when you're, first of all, you list all the assets that the client has, and then you put them in these categories and figure out what your strategy is going to be to qualify that person for Medicaid. We talked about Medicaid and gifting. Medicaid has a five-year look back on gifts or transfers, not a five-year penalty period. And this was something that Bryn Poland and I wanted to make sure that we emphasized in our speech earlier this year on our public benefits overview. A lot of families are confused about that. They feel like I should have done something 5 years ago. That's not true. So lots of times there's plenty of opportunity to make gifts to qualify someone for CCAD benefits if they have too many countable assets that gift would not disqualify them for community care for the aged and disabled. Now, I'm going to tell you that if you make that same gift, it will either have a loss of benefits or a postponement of benefits for Star Plus waiver, which is a home care program which can pay for a lot of care at home, and for nursing home Medicaid benefits, which we're not going to touch on during our presentation today, but that information is in the paper. So what you do to figure out how much the penalty is, or the number of days, is you take the amount of the gift that was transferred, or if it was an asset that was sold for less than fair market value, you take that number and you divide it by the current asset divisor, which is $213.71. Look to the paper to see how the penalty period start times work, and what happens if there's multiple gifts, how you calculate that. So that's CCAD. It's a nice little starter program for people who are at home and need some help at home. The tricky thing I see is the income cap is the problem, where somebody may have over that 2382 income every month, and there's no way that we can fix it. It's just not doable. In that case, then we may have to look at some home care under Star Plus waiver benefits.